Wow. I really feel disorganized after that. Well, I did the same thing as Terry. I thought, you know, I better get up early. And, you know, it's an hour or more drive to over here. And I said, I better get up early and spend time with God. But mine was oh, Lord, help me get all the stuff in the car. It was oh, Lord, help me get there. Help me not crash. If y'all know my driving record, you know that that was a bit, the fog was heavy this morning. So I didn't come in the parking lot going, oh, like this, just praising. I was coming, oh, good, I'm here. And I'm not near as organized as you are. But the prayer, touch your people again. That's my prayer. That's my prayer. Because we need a touch from the Lord. More than we need our next breath, we need a touch from the Lord. I was talking with Miss Edna, and I just love her heart. She has a heart for people, and for people to come to know the Lord and to grow deeper in their relationship with the Lord. And I was just very excited when she contacted me and shared with me what she had as a vision for this conference. I wanted to share with you that I'm pretty much a failure. I'm a very distracted person. And when I tell you when I'm a distracted driver, I mean it. I get very distracted. I am a mess up. I mess up at so many different things. It's unbelievable. I've messed up with my kids. I've messed up with my husband. I've messed up, you name it, I've messed up. Finances, you know, you ever gone shopping and you spent more than your money had? You know, I've messed up, okay? I've messed up. But I want to come and tell you that I've also learned to be an overcomer, okay? And you can be an overcomer too. Life tends to just want to squish us rather than bring us the joy that God intended, or the full and abundant life that God intended. Life tends to want to squish us and squish the hope right out of us. But I've learned a key to be an overcomer. And I want to share with you how I did it. I'm not going to tell you that this is your key to success, but it is a tool which you can use to try to learn to be an overcomer too, because you were designed to live above the circumstances, not under them. Amen. Anything that comes your way, God will use. But the first thing that I do is I go to my quiet place. This is where I found the strength, the power, and the encouragement to be an overcomer. The quiet place, I didn't always have. I had the Lord for a long time in my life. And I knew what the Christian thing to do. I mean, I come from a long line of pastors, you know, and the pastor families. I was born and raised in blood that's, you know, Christian. I knew what to do. And from the time that I was 13, I was a Christian. And I knew what was right, and I knew what was wrong, and I can look back over my life and I can see that God had His hand of protection over me in many different ways. But I still didn't have that quiet place. I didn't have that quietness. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know who? The Lord. Know the Lord. Know that He is God." I didn't know that. But I learned to go to that quiet place when life kicked me under the rug. Anybody ever been kicked under the rug? Marriage is going to pot. Finances are hit the roof. I mean, you learn to go to the quiet place when there's no place else to go. When there's no place else to go, you go to your quiet place. I'm going to show you something I found in Moses. I found this just this past week. Moses, just as a history, I'm in Moses chapter, I mean Exodus chapter 3. I'm in Moses chapter 3. Got that? See, I told you I'm a mess up. Anyway, Moses chapter 3. See if you can find that one. But in Exodus, Moses, remember at the beginning of his story, he was living in noise. Egypt was a loud, noisy place. Learning the culture, learning this, learning that. And he was basically taken to the wilderness. God said, you know, you got to go. And basically, he ran. He ran out to the middle of nowhere in the wilderness. There's nothing out there. He ends up finding a wandering family and joined up with them. And so he had just a little bit of noise there. But you know, one day in chapter 3, verse 1, it says, even as he was working the flock of his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, it says he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness. Now he's going from almost nothing to nothing. What does he hear? Maybe hoofbeats of the sheep. Maybe occasional bleat of the sheep. But if you're like me, sometimes your mind, this is why I'm such a distracted driver, my mind does stuff to me. And the noise inside here, it can really overwhelm. It overwhelms me, okay? It overwhelms me. And just quieting the noise inside my head. Now, Moses still had, surely Moses had that same problem. But why did Moses have to go to the far side of the wilderness? He needed grazing land. The sheep needed grazing land. So his focus was on, I got to find grazing land. So when you get focused on something, doesn't the noise kind of disappear? The noise disappears when you focus on what it is you're trying to do. So the noise, he's gotten away from the people, the family, everything. He's out there in the middle of nowhere, and he's looking for grass. He's looking for grass. He's got focus. He goes off into the wilderness, and God shows up. God shows up. A lot of times when we find ourselves full of struggle, full of strife, we need to go to that quiet place. We need to find our quiet place. And when we get to the quiet place, God will show up.
Amen.
God will show up. He will show up in ways that will blow your socks off. He will show up. This is how you become an overcomer. You can't do it on your own. You cannot figure out how to do it on your own. But when you go to that quiet place, God's going to tell you how to do it. And it's not going to make sense sometimes. But He's going to tell you how to do it. He's going to tell you how to be an overcomer. How to live with the circumstances above them rather than being squished by them.